Hello, and welcome to Dice Guys number 2 for September 2nd, 2011. Today on Dice Guys, we've got nerd girls, wet blankets, and games, and dice. You might hear some, you might not. Who knows? And we've also got Mike and Jason's picks of the week for games. If you don't want to hear those, why the hell are you here? But if you want to stick around, after the theme song, we'll be back. Yeah, man.
Trying to kill me.
All right. welcome to the Dice Guys. I'm Jason.
And I'm Mike.
This is episode 2.
Episode 2.
And I think we'll start things off.
And if you listen to episode 1, you're better than us because we deleted it. It sucked.
I wouldn't go so... Well, okay. But anyway, I think we'll start this one off. With the article that has been storming its way through the game community.
Storming?
Yes. Yeah, it's created quite an uproar.
Quite a stir, huh?
Yeah. At least among gamers in general.
The dispersed round the nerd world.
All right, this intern who was doing a little stint with Gizmodo.
We're going to name her.
Her name is Alyssa.
Excellent.
Yeah, I mean...
It's on her article.
It's everywhere. Yeah. It's everywhere. This is for the, like, 0.5 people that are actually listening that may not be aware of what's going on in the gaming world.
Okay.
All right. She apparently wrote an article about online dating that she found a quote-unquote normal guy. Which, you know, first strike, she's interning at a nerd site, and she's looking for a normal guy. But anyway.
Duh!
So, she's going out with this normal guy, and he happens to mention that he plays Magic the Gathering.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, yeah. In most people's mind, well, at least in gamers' minds, but in this girl who writes for a nerdy blog site... yeah, that's a problem. So, number one, she equates in the article playing Magic the Gathering to basically being a loser.
Well, I can kind of see your point on that. Because I've never played Magic the Gathering because I think all Magic the Gathering people are losers.
Oh, angry letters. Address them to Mike at thediceguys.com. Anyway, so here she is. She
okay, I played it once or twice.
She, loser. She says she goes on this date with this guy. And, she finds out that he plays Magic the Gathering. She doesn't get a chance to talk to him about it much because he has tickets to a one-man show that is about a serial killer based on the life of Jeffrey Dahmer.
Are you serious?
Yes. I am serious.
I read the article too, but I'm just
saying.
Yeah,
I know. So anyway... And quite honestly, that would be any normal person's reaction.
Yeah,
yeah,
that's
yeah.
True.
You know,
I think actually it's kind of an interesting first date. choice.
It's an interesting first
date. If you know the person, you know, if you kind of know he's going to be kind of a weird guy, it could be interesting, depending on who you are.
But when you're going after a normal guy, and you're talking to your friends about dating this normal guy, and you mention the fact that he's into Magic the Gathering, and then you mention the fact that he takes you to a play about a serial killer, which one of those things is your friend most likely to go, are you serious? Which one of those things do you think they're going to say that about?
I'm guessing the serial killer.
Any normal person would have a problem with the fact that, well, on the very first date, he took you to a serial killer play.
You know, from the very beginning in her article, though, she's got problems. I mean, look at this. She says that earlier this month, I came home drunk and made an OkCupid profile.
Everybody goes drunk.
Everybody at Gizmodo, apparently, and everything. And she says, you know, she thought, what the hell? I'm busy, I'm single, and everybody's doing it. Now, that everybody's doing it is linked in the article. It links back to Gizmodo. So it's not that everybody's doing it. It's just that everybody at Gizmodo is doing it.
Everybody at Gizmodo is coming home drunk and creating OkCupid profiles.
Apparently, that's it. And she thinks that it's okay just to join the crowd.
Right.
When you're drunk.
Right.
She also says she heard it from some other stories. Some of the stories is linking to another site that covers a lot of dating stuff. So it's not everybody. It's just that she needs to write an article, and she thought this would be cool, and she might get a good date out of it.
Right.
And she could have had a good date, but she's picky.
Well, it's not just picky. I mean,
well, she goes,
what this man does for a hobby or even for a profession, I mean, if he's successful at it.
Well, she says he's like the king of the mountain.
He is the world champion of Magic the Gathering.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, he's not just a player. Cool. He is the world champion.
I'd date
him. Yes, you would. And
I have no qualms. And as a man, I don't mind saying that.
We're not going there. Okay. Anyway. Yeah, now, everybody has their hang-ups. This is something she mentions in the article. Everybody has their hang-ups, but I still cannot get past the point that her hang-up is Magic the Gathering and not the fact that on the very first date, he took her to a play about a serial killer.
Yeah.
That part didn't seem to faze her one bit. This complete stranger takes you to a play about a serial killer. That should send warning signals all over the place. Flares should be flying up.
Well, I'm Googling this play right now just to figure out what it's all about, because it sounds kind of cool.
Sounds kind of cool. But
in a serial killery kind of way, I guess.
Right, right. Well, you know.
But that's another topic about
creepiness. That's another topic.
So, but yeah, apparently she's been pilloried all across the internet for this, and rightly so, I think. I mean, it's one thing to be shallow, and another to write an article that's not very long and apologize about 4 or 5 times in it about being shallow.
Give her credit. So, give her credit. She admits that she's shallow.
And then she writes an article about it, and it's all about her anyway. So, you know.
Now, obviously, she knows herself. She's shallow.
She is shallow.
All right.
Well, since we've determined that she's shallow, maybe we can just go on to something like games.
Please hang up and try again.
All right. Games. Yeah, we're doing something new.
Yes, yes. We are picking our games of the week.
Yes, which, you know, I'm sure other people do, so it's maybe not new to the net, but it's new to us.
It's new to us because this is only show number 2. And maybe show number 3 won't have this. We'll find out next week. But this week, we're going to do picks of the week, and it looks like I'm starting it off. And
right,
my pick for the week is Zombie Dice.
Hey, you picked Zombie Dice.
I picked Zombie Dice this time.
All right.
So Zombie Dice is this cool little game. It's fairly inexpensive, about, what, $14.95?
Oh, it's not even.
$12.95?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it comes in a little can, a little cardboard canister. It's got 13 dice in it, multicolored dice, all with little symbols on it that represent running feet or shotgun blasts or brains. Mm-hmm. Because you're a zombie and you want to eat people's brains.
As any good zombie would.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And obviously you want to do that without getting shot. So you roll the dice. You pick three dice. You roll the dice. You save any brains you got. You pick up any feet because they're running away and you try to chase after them again. And you pick more dice to make up three dice again. And if you get shotgun blasts, you put them off to the side because if you get shot three times, you are one dead zombie.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a pretty good game. You can play it with two people. You can play it with, let's see, I think you said you've played it with as many as what?
Seven.
Seven people.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Quite honestly, I probably wouldn't go more than that. It was a blast with seven people, but I have a feeling that if you play with more than seven, there's going to be a lot of dead space at one end of the table. You know, it's just, it's going to take too long to get all the way back around. So, okay. Because this game is designed to be fast-paced.
Mm-hmm.
And so you want to keep it moving fast.
Yep. Zombie Dice is from Steve Jackson Games. Just came out so recent.
A year ago?
About a year ago.
Yeah.
It's still available on their site from everywhere. You can even go to our site. We're going to have a link to it in the show notes.
Absolutely.
And you can just click on that link and buy it right away.
Yep.
They'll ship it right to your house. And it might even be delivered by a zombie. I don't know. So watch your brain.
Hey, you know, answer the door armed and prepared.
Anyway.
All right.
So what about them wet blankets?
Okay. Wet blankets.
Wet blankets.
Wet blankets. Okay.
Wet blankets. You know, people who like to come in whenever somebody's being enthusiastic about something and just piss on it.
Right. Right. Yeah.
There's a lot of that going around the net lately. I don't really like it very much, so I just thought I'd bring it up and maybe we can
discuss
it a little
bit. Seems like there's a whole lot of people doing it, and the problem is that the people who are angry little souls, they tend to be more energetic about their anger. They tend to be more vocal. The people who aren't so angry, they just don't want to get mixed up with the angry person, or they... they just don't feel like it's worth their time.
Yeah.
So, yeah, of course, the angry, nasty people are the ones you're going to hear from the most. Yeah.
But this is different from trolling, though. A troll comes in. A troll is coming in just to cause mayhem, problems, thinks it's funny, and everything like that. These are actual real people who have a real opinion that's opposite to yours, and they're going to tell you about it no matter what.
Mm.
And take over... You're enthusiastic about it, and they just want to bring you down.
Yeah,
and you know because they're right. And
as far as they're concerned, there is no question.
They might not even be right. They might just want to make fun of you because they don't agree with you. Like for example, you might like Madonna, or you might like Justin Bieber. Okay, maybe you don't.
No,
but. Okay, I don't...
It's a good point.
I don't like Madonna. I don't like Justin Bieber. But if somebody came up to me and they were just gushing with praise about Justin Bieber, the most I would probably do is tell them I don't like Justin Bieber.
Right.
Unless it was a friend. And then I'm going to tell them you suck. Because they're friends. And you can do that with friends. But if it's not a friend, and then they're actually enthusiastic about
it... Or tell them that, hey, I'm glad you're in touch with your small... inner girl child.
Okay, if you want to say it that way. You can say it a nicer way.
You can say it a nicer way.
That's right. And you don't have to... Usually the wet blanket will wait till there's a lot of people around, or in the case of a forum, they want to move in a busy forum so that they can be a wet blanket and just show their superiority over the other person. I don't like Justin Bieber. Marillion is the way to go in Genesis and prog rock. That's the right kind of music to listen to. Don't listen to that Justin Bieber stuff.
Funny how you throw your actual opinion in there. But anyway.
You like that, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought that was pretty good. Marillion, listen to them. They're great.
They are.
Yeah, Justin Bieber, not so much.
But that's just an opinion, and if you are enthusiastic about Justin Bieber, you go, girl.
But honestly,
honestly,
you wouldn't. I mean, I would not come into a forum where people are just being enthusiastic about the kid, and say
you know,
no.
That's an excellent point.
Or at the most point, I might say I don't like him very much, but hey, you know,
it could. You know, there's an aspect of trolling to the wet blanket sometimes because, like you mentioned. going to a forum that's specifically set up to be a fanboy or girl of Justin Bieber, mm-hmm. and specifically going in there to tell everybody, you suck, because you like Justin Bieber. That's a combination of trolling and wet blanket. Well, it's only trolling if they just say you suck. But if they offer alternatives that they should be listening to, it's a combination wet blanket troll. Yeah. But
and it'd be different if the discussion was about alternatives or other things. But usually the wet blanket just wants to get her opinion in and nothing.
Right.
And it doesn't actually happen just on the internet.
It doesn't have to be. Just, I mean, it would be nice if it was just an alternative opinion, but the wet blanket has to tell you why you're wrong, mm-hmm. as well as telling you their opinion of what's right.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. A good discussion is discussion of opposing ideas.
Yeah.
But not necessarily saying, you're an idiot, and here's why I'm right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the other thing a wet blanket is doing is just belittling the person for being enthusiastic about something. I mean, this happens in real life too, you know, offline life, not just on the mm-hmm. internet. Several years ago, when Howard Dean was running for president, he gave that little speech, and he was very enthusiastic, really upbeat, all energized and everything, and he let out this scream. Now it's called The Scream, with a capital T and a capital S. Everybody knows what you're talking about if they've lived through that period. The Scream. Because after he yelled, it was all over the news. And the news people, the reporters, were making fun of him because he happened to give a shout of... It was a weird shout, but it was a shout of joy. He was just being enthusiastic and happy. What's wrong with that? Nothing is wrong with that. But for some reason, this became some kind of defining moment. Mm-hmm. You know, it was plastered across front pages making fun of it. And just... Insane. It really is insane that you would find that to pick on in a politician rather than a viewpoint.
Yeah, you know? Well, in politics, it's never about viewpoint anymore.
Well, that's true.
But anyway, let's not go into there.
But I mean, it happens, but it'll happen with other things. I mean, I'll be discussing mm-hmm. something, you know, about maybe I really like chocolate ice cream, and somebody doesn't like chocolate ice cream, and they just blast it.
Right.
Know? It's just, you don't have to and blast anything.
They blast it, and then they talk about the superiority of strawberry.
Yeah, well, you're stupid if you like chocolate.
Yeah. And so
well,
we
know you're stupid if you like strawberry.
It all breaks down to Wheaton's Law.
Wheaton's Law.
Don't be a dick.
Don't be a dick.
You get onto a forum, and somebody's giving a viewpoint that you do not agree with. There's absolutely nothing wrong with discussing an opposing viewpoint. But don't tell them they're stupid for what they believe in. Don't belittle them for what they believe in. Don't be a freaking dick.
Don't just come in to say you know, it's stupid or whatever just because you disagree with it.
Yeah, just you can simply sedate. I don't quite agree with that. I disagree with that. I strongly disagree with that. This is why, you know, whatever. That's not being a dick.
Yeah.
You
know, just, that.
Nah, I mean, you're free to give your opinion.
Wet blanket syndrome. It's everywhere. It's everywhere.
It is everywhere. So live your life by...
You just can't state your opinion anymore without somebody who, yeah, you suck. Yeah, whatever.
If you live your life by Wheaton's Law, if everybody would live their lives by Wheaton's Law, we'd have a happy little paradise, but...
Maybe.
Yeah. Probably not going to happen, but I prefer to think that we can make some positive change.
Yeah. You know what I want in paradise? Your game pick of the week.
Please hang up and try again.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, was that good?
That's
a good one.
Good. Huh? We're almost sounding professional
like
here.
That.
Yeah. Okay, my game pick of the week. Well, I'm going with Guillotine.
Guillotine.
Yep.
That's excellent game.
Excellent game. As you know, it's set around the French Revolution.
Mm-hmm.
Because nothing's funnier than somebody getting their head chopped off.
Yep. We're making a game out of a historical tragedy.
Oh, please.
Yes.
Laugh riot. But the game, it is lighthearted, actually. There's a lot of humor injected into the game. The artwork is humorous. And the idea behind it is that the revolution has been successful. And we are in the process of lopping off the heads of the aristocracy. And
yay!
Plop! And so, so the game consists of lining up the aristocracy in front of the guillotine. Each one of their heads is worth a different value point, and the object of the game is to move these people around in line to try and get the most points at the front of the line when it's your turn to lop a head off. Now, sometimes, occasionally, some poor person manages to stumble their way into line.
When that happens.
And you lose points.
Yeah. Hero of the people.
Yeah.
The martyr. Oh, those martyrs are always getting in line.
I mean, they sneak in there.
God.
I'm telling you.
And that jester fool guy, he doesn't even know where he is.
And let's see. There's all kinds of interesting characters. But
The Piss Boy.
Don't forget the Piss Boy.
Piss Boy is worth 1 point.
Yes. He is a noble servant, so therefore he is actually worth something, even though he smells of urine.
Yes.
But then, who in the aristocracy didn't?
Yeah, that's what happens when you're just pissing into something some kid is running around with, you know, instead of going to find a bush somewhere.
All right. So, guillotine, fun game, lasts 30, up to 45 minutes if people play well.
Yeah, depends, because you have cards that can put other people in line. So you can lengthen the lines. The lines of people are 12 cards long. When you put more people in, it can get longer. You can take people out. You can... there's even a card called the Scarlet Pimpernel that'll come in and free everybody, and the game is over right then. So it might even last the 3 rounds of 12 cards. So it can be 30 minutes, 45 minutes if somebody's really putting a lot of cards into the line and everything. So it's by Wizards of the Coast.
Right. Recently, well, subjectively, recently released.
Re-released.
Sorry. And you can play it online. GameTable.com.
GameTable.com, huh?
Uh-huh. And,
I've never tried GameTable.com.
I haven't yet either. I just noticed yesterday, as a matter of fact, that it is available online there, and you can play a fair number of their games for free against a computer opponent. And if you want to play against live people, there is a small charge.
That sounds kind of cool.
And I think we'll probably have to try that out. We'll give you either in the show notes or in a future episode, we will update you on just how effective that is.
But the show notes will definitely have a link to Guillotine, so you can purchase it.
Absolutely, a link to Guillotine, probably a link to GameTable.com, and to Mike's pick earlier of Zombie Dice.
Correct. Sounds good.
All right.
Speaking of games, what do you think of online social games?
Okay, online social games. They're a good time killer.
They can kill a lot of time.
They can kill a lot of time, unfortunately.
I work night shift at my job, and I can go the whole night just clicking on social games mindlessly. It's mindless. It really
it is.
But some of them are kind of fun. I've been playing a couple ones. They're kind of entertaining. They pass the time and everything. The two biggies, of course, are Facebook.
Right.
And now Google Plus, which is currently still in beta, but it's really moving up. And it's got about 10 million users right now.
There are a vast number of other game sites that offer online these little social games and such.
But that would take research for us to get all
those. That would take research. And really honestly, we don't have an intern or an assistant that we can kick around and make do that stuff.
Yeah,
so.
And besides the interns, they usually say stuff against nerds. And then we're just...
Then we're in a Gizmodo boat.
Yeah. But no, really, what I really want to get at on these, Facebook and Google Plus are really being used by non-gamers a lot.
Right.
Your family, your grandmother, your mother... You know, your sister who doesn't really like games and doesn't think she's a nerd might be playing Farmville. So,
we have a regular guest in the hotel who does a form of construction, and he is a Farmville addict.
Farmville addict. Wow. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I mean, he's not what you would call a gamer, but he games.
He games on the Farmville.
Yeah, and Facebook.
Okay. Well, then he's probably got the problem. He may not have a lot of friends on Facebook.
He may not anymore. because addicted as he is.
Because Farmville obviously writes everything to your wall on Facebook. Mm-hmm. You know, you look at something funny, and it goes on your wall. You need a cow, it goes on your wall. You know, you want somebody to, yeah, come on and get my plants. They're really withering over here. And then it goes on your wall. And it breaks up all the other news about your friends and family. It's not very good. Google Plus has gone a different route with this. Google Plus, what they've done is they've made their games kind of separate.
Right.
So you have what they call the wall as a stream, and then you have the game stream. There's a little tab up top. You click on it. It goes to a whole other section with games. And whenever you post something from a game, like, you know, come help me beat a zombie or whatever, then it goes in your game stream.
Right.
So people aren't interrupted if they're looking at your regular stream, your regular feed. They come over to your game stream and they say, oh, look, he's playing these games. I think I'll play it with him. Which I think is much better because I get to choose now whether I want to see your stupid farm.
Right. I mean, if you're a online social gamer, then you'll click on the game tab. You'll see all those notices. If you're not, then your day doesn't have to be interrupted with it.
Yeah.
Because when you're in a discussion, politics,
tech.
Movies. Anything. Yeah, it could be anything. Your favorite book, and you guys are talking
food
about
food
you were
eating last night.
Why the hell would you want a Farmville or Zombie Lane or
Collapse Ball or whatever?
Yeah,
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm 12 years old. Why would you want any of these notices popping up in the middle of your discussion breaking the train?
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah, that's basically where the Google Plus thing. So that's why I like the Google Plus way of doing things. And Facebook, but now Facebook's changing some.
Facebook is changing, and they have a vast library of games.
They have a much bigger library of games right now. Google Plus doesn't have as many, and it's also not organized very well, because there aren't that many.
Right.
It's harder to find the games.
Plus, Facebook is established, so these game makers, their latest, greatest versions are showing up on Facebook first.
Yes, they are. Yep. So there are some pluses to the Facebook side of things, but I really think that the stream thing and the breaking it up trumps things. Now, Facebook is adding some things in, like they lump all the announcements together now.
Right.
So you can, like, open them up.
It's helpful, but still, it's in your stream. It's in your wall.
It's still on the wall, and if they're far enough apart, they don't get lumped together. So you still get, you know, page after page after page of help me pick my nose,
right?
You know, in Boogerland.
Yeah, I don't think I'd play that game, but anyway, yeah,
it's probably made by Zynga.
Well, isn't everything? Yeah. So basically, we have a preference.
Might have a preference.
Yeah, I have a preference for Google Plus.
I have a preference for Google Plus. Yeah,
but I cannot recommend stopping playing games in Facebook because they have the later versions, they have more games.
Yeah, so play both.
Play both, and I don't know, either Facebook comes around and improves things more.
Yeah.
Or Google Plus just grows and Facebook's loses its luster.
Yeah. I don't think that there'll be a winner, really, per se. There'll just be two different services, two different ways of doing things.
Well, everybody comes out, when something new comes out, they're like, this is going to be the Facebook killer. You know? That's what they said that about Twitter. It's going to be the Facebook killer.
No, it's Twitter.
And all that kind of stuff. It's a completely different service.
Yeah, it's Twitter. It's not a Facebook killer. It's Twitter. And this is Google Plus. It's not a Facebook killer. It's similar in many ways, but there's just differences about it. And
there are differences, and Facebook is very well entrenched into people's lives.
Yeah.
I don't see it being killed.
Yeah.
And I don't see why everything that comes along has to kill something else.
Yeah.
You
Mac versus PC, Coke versus Pepsi.
Everybody likes to use the example, but Facebook came along and killed MySpace. No, what killed MySpace was the fact that they were lame.
They sucked.
You know, I mean, they started out with a decent enough idea, but they didn't grow it. And they didn't know where to go with it. So, therefore, it's dying.
Yeah. And I don't see Facebook doing that. But you're free to, you know, go play games on Google Plus and tell Facebook to suck it.
If you don't have an invite to Google Plus and you need one, then email us.
Yeah,
email us. We both have several invites for Google Plus, and we are more than happy to hand them out.
Correct.
So, especially to people who are actually crazy or unlucky enough to find our podcast and listen to this point.
Yeah, listen to this. So, yeah, well, that's pretty much it for today, I think. Dice Guys number two.
Nerd
Girl that dumped the nerd, and the wet blankets, and the Facebook and Google Plus games.
Our game recommendations of Steve Jackson's Zombie Dice and Wizards of the Coast Guillotine.
Yeah, so if you need any links or need any more information, we're going to have all these links and links to discussion and everything like that on our website. You can check out the show notes later today.
Excellent. And so have a very good week.
A great week. We'll be back next Friday.
Mm-hmm. And
or Saturday, or whenever we're making these.
Yeah, I think it'll be Saturday.
It'll come out on Saturday, probably. Yeah.
It'll be Fridays once we start going live.
Fridays live.
Yeah.
Saturdays, not so much. Not so live. Yeah.
All right, so keep rolling dice.
Keep rolling the dice. I guess that's going to be our catchphrase. I don't know yet.
That's what we're working with right now.
Which button is it?
I think it's this one.
God dang it.
They're so tiny.
No, man. Trying to kill me.